life genetically is continuum of life, and these days we know it goes back to four sisters in Africa. Genetically, all of us will go to four ladies only, and they're sisters. Means there is a mom in common. We cannot know about that one yet. Anyhow, this is what we are. But look at us. Are we a better people? Not necessarily, because in that time the people had to have a better relationship because they would see each other every day and they should say hello and all that. Now, when you're looking at someone in the street, you could do everything because you're sure that you will never see that person again. If somebody is doing something bad in the street, again, what's your reaction? If you know that this fellow is coming to the same party that you're going tonight, then what would it be? It would be different. Why? I'm going to be there, this big me. He said, listen, now you are comfortable. They don't even let you die, okay? So be careful. Look at your attitude. Because of all the things you have, you're more arrogant. Yes, you're educated. Therefore, whatever we say, you could make a sentence, if not criticizing, asking silly questions. You could do that. You could do whatever you wish. But what's the use of that? So he counted 13 prophets, right? And each of them came, did this, did that. At the end, what was the end of the story? The end of the story was that these prophets, looking at you, they give up. They will see that you're not really listening. You pretend that you're listening, you're talking with yourself, and you think you know what we're talking about, and all that. Pity. So, should we stop? They cannot. Why? Oh, you forgot. Because they are not doing it for you. If the prophets were looking at the people, I believe the first reaction would be becoming suicidal. Yeah, when you know the truth and the best, and you're like, look at these silly, arrogant animals, what will be your reaction? Rumi said, it's not like that. They are not doing it for you even. They are doing it for beloved. What is beloved? Hap. That's the word. With that word, you will have at the end of this book, you will see how Rumi brings that word with tricks. This is what I'm talking about. Hap. Do you remember this crazy fellow we know, Majnun? Okay, he was sitting in the desert. And, oh, my beautiful! No, 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 no. Somebody came and said, "You stupid fellow! You're sitting in a desert, and she's out there. Why are you bringing her name?" He said, "I want to see it in my mouth. That's what it is." When I'm talking about hap, I feel good because I know I'm talking something with the meaning. I'm not just doing this. Do you remember whenever you talk about this path with the non-familiar fellows? The first thing you hear is they say, it's difficult. Is it? haven't seen any difficulties. Honest. Have you? Ah, you haven't done anything. For you it's difficult. Okay. Let's talk about becoming a champion of bicycle riding. I want to be that. Imagine I'm 25, okay? And I want to be a bicycle rider. Everybody will say, the champion of bicycle, it's difficult. Right? But let me tell you my story. I want to become champion and my father doesn't let me because I'm very small. I wait 1 year to grow up a little bit, then my father lets me and I start riding. Every single day I'm coming back from the school, I only think about riding my bike. And I got a beautiful bike and I did it every single year for 3 years. Where was the difficulty? Was it difficult? No, I loved it and I did it and I enjoyed every single moment of it. But before becoming humble, you think it's difficult because you have never done it. This good personality we are talking about, which is the opposite of what you have, it is, isn't it? What's your personality? Do you believe she could know her personality? Does she know her personality better or me? I'm looking at her for the first time. Me. Because I could see her. She cannot see her. She will imagine herself the best way she could. And I know her personality. Why? I know the factory. I know her parents. Isn't that your personality? Your parents injected in you. Your environment injected in you. And you like it. Because you're silly. Because everybody is like that. Because the goldsmith, remember, the goldsmith goes with the fashion. So you are going with the fashion. We are telling you, stop it. You will see at the end of this book, last night I was talking about it, Rumi will say, listen, all of this will change, will disappear. Don't work for all this. Your meaning, work for that. Because if you have a good meaning, you're good. Not only you're good, you will die much, much, much later. Look at Rumi. He's not dead yet. The meaning I'm talking about, this flesh, this flesh is her job. We'll tell you, this will die. This will die sooner. The meaning is what we are. When I'm talking about painting, the beautiful painting, and I bring out some of Toulouse-Lautrec, looking at those beautiful posters, do you even think about him being a midget like that? Because when he was 13, 14, he fell down, both legs broke, so he doesn't have legs. Does it matter? No. He is a fantastic painter who had the best time because he was creating this beauty. And when you create the beauty, that's when you could feel how he felt when he created the universe. Because that's what he put in me. It's not in the monkeys. It's in me. Right? Or what? Monkeys, they are painters? Artists? No, art and beauty,
we know it.
I've never seen really. Oh, I was looking around. I remember for a couple of days, I insisted to find an animal sitting down like this, looking at the sunset in Kenya, Tanzania, Uganda, all that places. I didn't see any. Have you? This is for us. Look at that difference. Because the animal is the thing that you should give up, because the animal doesn't get good. But only a handful of people in every single time are really fantastic fellows, and the rest are normal animals. But those handful fellows, they change everything. Whatever we have comes from those handful people. Doesn't come from all of them. Do you have anything from the soldiers who were fighting First World War? No. Second World War? No. But all of you, I hope you remember Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin, the first fellow who went into space. It was 20-minute trip, something like that. But it was the first time, because we gained something. You know? Oh yes, you could go up there. All these experiences should teach us that we should enrich by giving up the attitude of the past and becoming something different. Now Rumi is trying to explain that something different to us after that story. He started like that. First, he said, first let me tell you about the belief. There are two ways for the belief. One is being afraid. When you're afraid of something, you give up. So there are beliefs that are based on that frightening stuff. There are other beliefs that are imitation. Which one is belief? I always talk about it here, and I bring you the best example, my favorite, David statue. Couple of $1,000, a piece of marble, a computer gadget, you have an exact copy of it. Is it worth it? Couple of $1,000. Because imitation, what it means imitation? What is in the first statue which is not in the second statue? Creativity of that fellow, the meaning of Michelangelo Buonarroti is there. To the second one, there is no meaning. Imitation. And so, look at it. The belief is like this. The belief based on imitation? It's that frightened stuff like that. We are talking about some other kind of belief. And if you look at the sentence, in that sentence, he's talking about this stuff, but in the middle of it, he'll say, let me ask you this, how come that in everything you have the positive thinking, positive attitude? When we're talking about this path, suddenly you become negative. Suddenly everything is difficult, it's impossible, this one doesn't work. Why? Because you see the routine and you don't notice the exception we're talking about. Let me tell you, the Prophet said that a lot of these good guys, they are hidden. Do you know why? To become good, the first thing that you should give up is your show-off. Because show-off is... What do you show off? I know you want to say, I don't have a show off here, but show